With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. An explosion in southern Gaza early today, killing a number of Israeli troops.
Israel's military says that 8 soldiers have been killed in southern Gaza in the deadliest attack on Israeli forces in months. Only one of the dead troops has been identified by the army so far. No further information was immediately available on Saturday. Months of ceasefire negotiations have failed to find common ground between Israel and Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday Hamas had proposed changes to a US-backed plan. Blinken said that some of the changes were workable and some not, without elaborating. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The House has approved a large defense spending bill, setting the stage for battle in the Senate. The final vote in the House was 217 to 199. Also at SRNNews.com, National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill says while parts of the country will be in a heat wave next week, snow is on the way to the Pacific Northwest.
When you get a big ridge of high pressure in one part of the country, you often have the opposite, you know, sort of equal and opposite. You have a trough preceding it. So that's what's leading to a lot of the rain in the upper Midwest too. But then over the Northern Rockies, they're actually getting snow out of it. So, which is, you know, pretty remarkable. Winter storm watches in June, but it can happen in that part of the country.
Army Corps of Engineers has determined soil is contaminated beneath some suburban St. Louis homes near a creek where nuclear waste was dumped decades ago. Beleaguered director of Haiti's National Police ousted following months of criticism that he wasn't doing the right job. Government spokesman says Frantz Elbe will be replaced by a former police chief. This is SRN News. Iraqi Christians marking 10 years since the coming of ISIS.
When the Muslim terror group seized the city of Mosul and the surrounding Nineveh plain, about 13,000 Christian families fled. A decade later, with ISIS gone, thousands of believers have returned to the region and restarted their lives. But many will never return, and those living in Mosul now have to keep an eye on their Muslim neighbors, many of whom were ISIS supporters. Christians make up about 1% of the Iraqi population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A liberal judge who previously represented Planned Parenthood in an abortion case has entered the race for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Majority control of the battleground state's highest court is at stake. Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford launching her campaign last Monday. That in an effort to succeed retiring liberal Justice Anne Walsh Bradley. This is SRN News. A budget battle in California.
The California legislature is signaling that it could cancel a $400 million loan payment to help finance a longer lifespan for the state's last nuclear power plant. The votes in the state Senate and Assembly exposed a rift with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who says a longer run for the Diablo Canyon plant is critical to maintaining reliable power supplies. The dispute is part of continuing negotiations over a new state budget. The state has endorsed a 5-year extension for the plant beyond a planned closing by 2025. Legislators want more information on repayment of state loans by operator Pacific Gas and Electric. John Scott reporting.
Oh, the artificial intelligence startup Perplexity AI has raised millions of dollars from a number of prominent tech investors for its mission to rival Google in the business of searching for information. More details at SRNNews.com.